How old are you? 25, 35, 50, or older? If you have pain, we can help. Do your knees hurt?
Ow.
Let me ask you again. Are your knees killing you?
Oh, yeah. Are they ever?
What about your back? When you bend over, does it feel like this?
Mm.
How about when you get out of bed in the morning? If you're like me, your knees and back feel like this.
Oh, that hurts.
I found a company called the Pain Relief Hotline. They specialize in ways to treat your knee, back, and neck pain without surgery or taking medications. The good news is if you have insurance, you may have little or no cost or out-of-pocket expense. I've used them. It works. Call the Pain Relief Hotline now for free information. 800-303-4607. 800-303-4607. Call now. 800-303-4607. That's 800-303-4607.
You're listening to the Experience Pros Radio Show, the most positive business talk show in America. Best-selling authors of Lists That Saved My Business and founders of the Extreme Customer Service Directory, Angel Tussey and Eric Raymer are inspiring you to get your business right. They know that customer experience isn't just another thing. It's the only thing. Let's join Angel and Eric for today's program.
Hello, America, and welcome back to the Experience Pros Radio Show. Thank you for tuning into this, the home of positive business talk. Angel is out in Houston, Texas today. She is talking to a large group of business owners and entrepreneurs who are interested in learning how to develop their brand using major market media. And so sitting in for the Angel Tussey, who is missing, is Connie Kircher, the owner, founder, and chief everything over at Switchboard Networking Boutique. Connie, thank you for being here.
Yes, this has been super, super fun and exciting to talk about kind of next pieces for us finishing strong this year.
And we are, yeah, in fact, in like mind, where, yeah, we're finishing strong, we're doing well. And I came across an article that I don't even know if I really should bring this, because if I have to ask, it's probably something I probably shouldn't. But it just caught my eye, and I thought, gosh, you know, Jessica Stillman, who is a contributing author for Inc.com, she has a way of just writing what I sometimes think.
Well, I love that her tagline is, being intelligent is great, but does it have some real downsides? It does, according to science. Again, she had to justify it, yeah, according to science.
According to science. This article is called 10 Problems Only Smart People Have. Let's do it.
We're diving in.
So, you know, take a look. You know, one out of five in your office is not the brightest bulb in the knife drawer, right?
Yeah.
And if you don't know who it is,
yeah, you kind of might be.
Chances are it could be you.
Yeah.
Right.
Very true.
I use that analogy, not the brightest bulb in the knife drawer, to talk about me on a regular basis. But here are some things that tend to give away or, yeah, identify,
yeah,
really bright people.
Yeah. And I like that. It's, again, it's the downsides of extreme intelligence, right? So over intellectualizing things, like just being able to say that, right? Yeah. Doesn't that make you already feel like you're on the top 10 list, right?
Because intellectualizing, that's like six syllables.
Right.
I didn't know how to say that word.
Right. But I think being able to see the strength in that, but I know for myself and also seeing colleagues that you're just going, you are incredible, but if you give me one more chart, Venn diagram,
yeah,
the you know, graph that is going to go, like, at some point, it's not helping the situation.
Right,
right,
right. The very fact that you, see, I know in this room, you're the smart one because you use the word colleagues. I'm like buddies, pallies.
My friends.
All right, but over intellectualizing, my father does this, yeah, and I'm afraid that the apple doesn't fall far from the tree. Somebody asks him what time it is, and he tells them how to make a clock.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, how about this? They're perfectionists.
And I think we can identify that, right? Oh. I think that one's easy to identify in others. I would also say, though, in ourselves, like maybe being able to go at times, give yourself grace to go, that is okay. Like, it's okay that I am wanting to be the best of the best, and I don't want to fail at that. And being able to be honest and transparent about that.
You bet. It is okay, but you'll notice who they are by their frustration look. They've always got the furrowed brow. Why?
Yes.
Because nobody's perfect.
Yes.
And so they're
yes.
constantly frustrated.
Yes. Yes, that's true.
Right along with that, they're kind of afraid of looking goofy.
Yeah. But, okay, so I would agree that really intelligent folks kind of don't want to seem like they're not an expert in their content or don't want to seem unprofessional.
Right.
But I will kind of challenge this one because some of the best of the best that I know have this side that can absolutely floor you when you're like, that was hilarious. And where did that come from? So I would say, you know, I think it has to be a safe place for those people that are very, very aware of how intelligent they're coming off and what they want their kind of perception to be. But I would totally challenge of like when people can just let loose too, it actually makes them a little bit more appealing of like they got it.
I agree with you. My son, who I esteem to be very, very intellectual, very smart. He just sent me a video of a dude in a full body black body spandex body suit wearing a pumpkin head dancing in the like I dance.
A little more than this.
Yeah. You know, really intellectual people, really smart people tend to forget what it's like to be a beginner, to start something. You know, because their learning process took place a long time ago and it just came natural for them.
Yeah. And I think, I mean, let me know feedback on this. I think people that are at their genius zone, they're at the 30,000 view all the time. So then when you're talking to someone or trying to explain this and I'm going, please bring me down to the trenches, right? Yeah. Like bring me down to something that I can conceptually understand what you're saying. That's hard.
You are so much like a blonde angel in this moment because you just described the difference between Angel and I.
Yeah.
I am always the one who has an eye on the horizon, right? Yeah. I'm the visionary for the business. I've got the eye on the horizon. I'm looking at what's going on.
Yep.
And Angel's like, somebody needs to pay attention to the fire going on right here in the office.
And that's a good piece to know for people that are visionary and are at that just genius level to bring others along. You do have to simplify it for folks like us, you know, like you do. And if you want to be able to explain how you got to that place or what your full concept is, breaking it down so it's so simply understood is huge.
We're picking apart a Jessica Stillman article, 10 Problems Only Smart People Have. we have to read them words.
There's only 10?
Yeah. All you guys on the back of the bus, you get the night off. They want to skip the basics. Now, here's the thing.
Yeah.
They think that it's below them.
Yeah.
Give me something that's advanced. Give me something. Yeah. And I see this in Angel all the time.
Hmm.
She does not. She plays Sudoku.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what that is?
I do. Yeah. I do.
She plays that game and she plays it brilliantly.
Gotcha.
I struggle with the entry level Sudokus. She goes only for the expert 5-star black diamonds. And she solves these things in 20 minutes. It blows me away. They want to skip the basics. Well, smart people tend to be more loners.
So I can relate to this. So I am very, very extroverted. I get my energy from being around group settings and, you know, being around people. But a lot of my socialization time, in all transparency, sometimes I'm going, okay, I could be working on Project X, and then this, you know, should be on the next plan for 2020.
So you're there, but you're not there.
Yeah. So at times, you know, just really being mindful of, you know, is it good for, you know, folks to be able to retreat at times, but still make sure that when you are in those social settings to fully be there and not have to be calculating every next business.
I'm going
to
call you out and Angel at the same time with this next one. You ready?
Yes, I hope so.
You don't know what you don't know.
Yeah.
You just don't know how much you really know.
Yeah.
And it's for those of us who identify the wisdom, the intellect, the ability in people that we work with.
Yeah.
I work with Angel.
Yeah.
I'm sitting across working with you today.
Yeah.
And I see the greatness.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'll bring it up to Angel. Like, Angel, you know, that was amazing. Let's savor the moment for just a minute. And she's like, what? ever and moves on because she doesn't realize how good it is.
But how great would it be? So if you're working with folks, and again, I'll say folks then, if you're working with folks and you see their greatness is their blind spot, a lot of us, we think, oh, our blind spot review is all of the stuff that's bringing us down, right?
Right. No.
How cool would it be if you're going, okay, this blind spot here is you don't know how amazing you are. You're thriving. I don't know how you just did that in the 3 minutes you did it. Like, I would challenge everyone today that if when you see, you know, for the rest of this afternoon, one person that they have their blind spot being something that they just don't know is their rock and roll, call it out and call it out in a beautiful way that would mean something to them.
Kelly Kircher, you just earned yourself another spot on this.
Woo, woo, woo.
Wow. Yes, absolutely. Yes. All right. Now, this is an interesting one. Jessica Stillman says, Connie says, they're more likely to fall prey to stereotypes. The smart folk. You know, where's your pocket protector? Where's your glasses with the tape? Do you have tape?
I don't have tape.
Folks, you should have seen it. She's got glasses. She reached for them. She put them on. But no tape.
I think, you know, I think people can play into that as you know, as they see fit. I think when you are able to say, you know what, I'm a nerd at heart, or, you know, you can say, I love to be able to read articles, or I love to be able to do that side. Again, I think it becomes more relatable instead of a stereotype that's negative.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like, own it. Own it.
They're more easily distracted. I know this for a fact. I fall prey to the shiny.
Yeah.
Always.
So how are you managing that, friend?
I'm not managing it well at all. Thank you for asking. I just, you know, I'm gone. And my mind works at a different speed than most people. And I do esteem Angel as being one of the most brilliant people I've ever met. But I kind of like her because I thought she would be my match, you know, that we are a good fit together. Mm-hmm. What ends up happening is I'm completely eclipsed, and I follow the shiny. And she's like, dude, you just checked out, didn't you?
Yeah.
I'm like, were you saying something? What? What? All right, gang. Great conversation. Connie Kircher sitting in for Angel Tussie. We'll be back right after these messages, so don't go anywhere. But if you do, don't forget to bring three people back with you. This is the Experience Pros Radio Network.
You're listening to the Experience Pros Radio Show, America's home for positive business talk.
Hi, this is Angel, and just by listening to the Experience Pros Radio Show, you're a part of the revolution in how people treat people in business. Eric and I want to personally encourage you to take the next step and participate by fan bragging about someone else in small business in your local area. It's really easy, too. Just call 855-FANBRAG. Anytime throughout the day and tell us who you love to do business with. It's just that easy. But don't underestimate the power of a simple fan brag. When you say something nice about someone else in business, we'll reward you by allowing you to tell our listeners about your business too. We believe that kindness is so simple and you really can make a difference right there in your own hometown just by fan bragging. Think about it. Great referrals and free advertising on major market radio. Even the phone call is free. Call now. 855-FANBRAG. That's 855-326-2724. And become an active part of the positive business talk revolution. Do you wish your career was moving along a different path? Do you ever feel like your business owns you when it really should be the other way around? Do you feel like this isn't the life you thought you'd be living? Well, you're not alone. Sandy Corrigan has a system that helps people create careers worth having, businesses worth owning, that results in lives worth living. Call or text Sandy Corrigan today at 303-907-1010. That's 303-907-1010. It's worth the phone call.
If you rely on networking to build your business, you need Renovate. If you are sick of wasting your time cold calling to find a few, you need Renovate. Extreme Relationship Management will help you renovate. Renovate is revolutionary training that elevates your not working and supercharges your networking to get real results. Sign up for the next Renovate training this week at ExtremeRelationshipManagement.com or call 855-I-LIKE-ERM. You need Renovate.
If you're suffering from hearing loss, stay tuned for a special offer from the makers of Listen Clear, a revolutionary hearing aid breakthrough designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. Right now, you can try Listen Clear hearing aids absolutely free for 45 days. You can also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear hearing aids are so lightweight and comfortable, you can wear them all day long. They're practically invisible too, so others won't even notice you're wearing them. And the best part is, you'll be able to hear almost everything, everywhere. So do something about your hearing loss. Call Listen Clear now to get started with your 45-day risk-free hearing aid trial. This special offer won't be available for long, so call Listen Clear now.
800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. We're here 24 hours a day to help. That's 800-716-4650.
Greece is cheap.
But the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer, and again, airfare...
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this? Low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airline travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-217-5107. 800-217-5107. 800-217-5107. That's 800-217-5107.
Biz Talk Radio.
This is the Experience Pros Radio Show. Got an opinion or want to ask us a question? Email radio at experiencepros.com or message us on the Experience Pros Facebook page, and we'll interact with you live on the show.
Hey, welcome back to the Experience Pros Radio Show. You know, we do want to interact with you live on the show. You have the invitation to... right on our Facebook wall, you can connect with us on our Facebook Live video. You can even call the studio if you feel like it. It's 303-632-4160. Connie and I will hang out and take your calls, and we'll talk to you and give you our thoughts on it. Connie Kircher, Switchboard Networking Boutique, sitting in for Angel today. Connie, what's the website where people can check out your business?
Great. So they can check out what we have coming up and what our concept is at switchboardnb.com as a networking boutique, or feel free to like us at Switchboard Networking Boutique on, you know what?
Facebook. Love that. And folks, you really want to connect with her. She is a mover and a shaker in the small business space. We esteem you very, very highly, and you are doing a fantastic job filling in for us.
Well, this is
today.
An honor, and I'm having a great time, so thank you.
So, after we just got done talking about intellectual, I would like you, if you would please, to introduce this next segment with your Thurston Howell.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, so we're going to take this to the next level, right? Is it getting heavy enough for hour two? So we're going to talk through an article that discusses about the five traits that made folks like Bill Gates and Jeff Bezos wildly successful. And I laughed at that, wildly successful, because I like what picture that paints for sure. So the first piece that the article is kind of jumping into, Deep Patel was the contributor to the key of these five pieces, was impeccable pattern recognition.
Pattern recognition.
Yeah. And I don't think it's sewing a quilt or quilting a quilt. I don't know. Maybe they have a side business I don't know about.
Maybe. So, you know, we're talking, Bill Gates, Elon Musk, Jeff Bezos, their combined net worth, over $195 billion. They've amassed more money than Greece, Hungary, or Algeria.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
And in this pattern recognition, it says in 1975, Bill Gates dropped out of Harvard after just a couple of years. He reportedly spent more time using computers in the computer lab than studying for exams. Along with his co-founder, Paul Allen, he realized that personal computing was going to need software to run it. So here's the pattern.
Mm-hmm.
He's seeing the pattern. Here's a computer, but what does the computer run on?
Mm-hmm.
It's the person who says, "Oh, Ford built a car. What does it need? gasoline.
Correct.
Right?
And I think that the piece, the takeaway for that of pattern recognition, because honestly, that's probably not a lot of my language. Again, I would have to make a joke about quilting. But what I do appreciate about that is more the trend, right? Like, so what are the upcoming trends?
Right.
And where are you finding that, right? So if that's not built into some of your time of what are your upcoming trends in your industry, I think that's a great takeaway from this first point.
Connie, we are right in the throes of that right now at Experience Pros.
Mm-hmm.
We, you know, Angel and I, again, I told you in the previous segment, I am the visionary. I'm the one who sees 10 miles onto the horizon. And Angel's the one who does the day-to-day work, make sure that we all have, you know, everybody's paid, everybody's taken care of, and all of that. And we see the trend going digital.
Yeah.
There's so many things. When Angel and I started our podcast, nobody else was doing it. I mean, I could name maybe two or three people who were doing it. Now there are hundreds of thousands of podcasts out there. Yeah. And so to differentiate ourselves, we moved to the major market airwaves.
Yeah.
And we're the only ones in the space doing the small business, you know, making it possible for small business to come on.
Yeah.
Same thing now. We're looking at the future, looking to recognize patterns. When I was a magician, it was when I started going into the full-blown ranks of professional magic. Mm-hmm. Nancy Reagan was telling everybody, just say no.
Yep.
Right?
Yep.
I started a program on bullying prevention in the year 1999.
Yeah.
Before Columbine High School.
Yeah.
I started working on this.
Yeah.
And the statistics that I received didn't come from the U.S. We didn't think we had a problem.
Yeah.
We were still losing the war on drugs.
Yeah. Yeah.
So to be able to see the patterns and move forward, you know, you look at Elon Musk, who, I mean, you know him for SpaceX. You know him for the
electric car,
the Tesla, right?
Mm-hmm.
You probably know him about trying to get transportation in the tubes, the Hyperloop that's going on. Did you know that he actually invented PayPal?
I did not.
Elon Musk.
I did not know that.
Invented PayPal. He's the guy, right?
Yeah.
So seeing the patterns, we're moving into a digital society. What do they need? Well, they need a way to transfer money.
Yeah.
I can make that.
Yeah.
So.
And I think being able to, you know, like I said, take time to read about the trends in your industry. That time is going to be well spent.
You
for
bet.
Sure.
The second thing that we're talking about here is super successful people have faith in themselves and in the team that buys in earliest.
Yep.
Right? We have today here on Experience Pros, there are four or five sponsors of our broadcast who have been with us from day one. When we had, it was nothing but two kids with a good idea.
Yeah.
And nobody knew if it was going to stick. Eight years later, 2,000 episodes, 4,000 hours of information, you know, intellectual information.
Yeah.
It's working.
Right. But that's a testament to the vision, right?
Yeah.
So knowing who you are going to serve, regardless of how the modes, you know, change
and
the ways
they do
have changed. Correct.
Yeah, the economy changes.
Correct.
The small business need
correct.
Changes.
Correct.
It all changes.
Correct. But I think what like has honestly, you know, when I moved back here in May last year and getting introduced to the culture and being able to see what Experience Pros was, there was a standard of confidence in where we're going to be serving in excellence.
Right.
We're going to be serving in community.
Yep.
And regardless of what the strategies were, I still see that and feel that. And that comes off very confident, right? That comes off as they know who they are and where they're going to show up.
Right. Right. And I think that that lends to.
Yeah.
An element of success because confident people are successful whether or not, you know, I should just say confident people are successful and people who lack confidence tend not to be.
And I'll even go to the followership, right? So, so how in the world are you going to ask people for money?
Right.
Ask people for their time, ask people for collaborations. If you are not 100% clear on what you want to do and how you want to show up, that makes it hard for me to follow. So why would I take next steps? And some people may perceive that as, well, that's going to come off too confident or off-putting. I'm going to totally challenge that and go, as a follower, you better show up with your A game and know where you're going.
Right. You know, here's the funny thing. Because the very same thing, you must have been sitting in my lunch meeting yesterday.
No.
I said, you know, here's the problem. It's all about you.
Yeah.
And as long as it's all about you, it ain't never going to work.
Yep.
So let's move on. Here's another. We're talking about the article written by Deep Patel, who says that these are the traits that made Bill Gates, Elon Musk, and Jeff Bezos wildly successful. And the third and probably final one that we're going to have time for is they have a high risk tolerance.
Yep.
If you're going to be an entrepreneur,
yep.
you let it all hang out, baby.
Yep. And I love that it's not aversion. It's not high risk. Oh, I got to step away. It's be all in with that risk and be tolerant and ready to do it.
If you've got a high risk aversion, you are a follower by very definition.
Yes. Yes, absolutely.
All right, gang. We're going to be back right after these messages. Connie Kircher sitting in for Angel Tussey. I'm hanging out with you as well. We're helping you get your business right. This is the Experience Pros Radio Network.
America's home for positive business talk. You're listening to the Experience Pros Radio Show. Contact them on the web at experiencepros.com.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. Choosing the right mortgage lender involves much more than just a rate. Quicken Loans has earned 11 J.D. Power Awards for client satisfaction. And we invented Rocket Mortgage, a simpler, hassle-free way to get a mortgage completely online. No one else has anything like it. So choose Quicken Loans, America's number one online lender. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Equal housing lender, NMLS number 3030.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370, 800-605-5370, call 800-605-5370.
Do you want to take the great shows of BizTalk Radio wherever you go? Well, now you can with the new BizTalk Radio app for iPhone and Android devices. Now all the great shows of BizTalk Radio are with you wherever you go, just an arm's reach away on your smartphone. Download today at the App Store or the Google Play Store and get the brand new BizTalk Radio app. It's biz for you wherever you go with the new BizTalk Radio app.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to a $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-935-0752 now and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Melberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-935-0752. That's 800-935-0752. Employees of J.D. Melberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Biz Talk Radio.
The Experience Pros Radio Show, home of the original Fan Bragging Fridays. Take just 20 seconds to become a business revolutionary by sharing a fan bragging story of great customer service by using the hashtag FanBrag or calling the Fan Bragging Hotline at 855-FANBRAG. FANBRAG. Now back to Angel and Eric, the Experience Pros.
Welcome back, gang. This is Eric Raymer hanging out with you today, and we're actually hanging out with Connie Kircher because Angel is in Houston. Connie, yes. Thank you again.
Yes, thank you. Happy Thursday.
It is a happy Thursday. Very happy to have you here with us today. And Connie, I want to kind of go back in time a little bit with you.
Yeah.
Were you ever an employee? Somebody hired you?
Yes, I was an employee.
Yeah.
And probably one that was special to manage.
Special.
Yeah, just in terms of wanting to always push the envelope, wanting to do more with less resources in the time that we had. So I definitely know what that employee side felt like, and I definitely learned a lot from managers, mentors that showed the way and showed the way not to.
Did HR ever come over to you and say, you know what, we're going to put you on a PIP, a performance improvement plan?
I've never been on a PIP, thank goodness. I don't know what that would even feel like. But I like that we're going to talk about a PIP in terms of maybe being for ourselves.
Right. So the if any of our listeners have ever been on a performance improvement plan, or also known as a performance action plan, this is where struggling employees are given one more opportunity before we fire them to get it right or get out. And it's true. Now, this article comes to us by way of shrm.org. It's a resource and tools for HR. But I want to apply it to ourselves and see if that application is even possible.
Yeah. And I like that because we can also figure out and have a great discussion around, you know, is it some of roadblocks? Is it some just skill sets that we're missing? Right. So like, it's sometimes easier to pick that out in an employee or see that in a friend,
always.
But this will be an interesting journey to do that for ourselves.
It will. So, and they say that the longest journey you'll ever take is the 18 inches from your head to your heart.
Yeah.
And we're going to ask you to take that journey with us as we explore from an employer's point of perspective, because you've been an employer, I've been an employer, to applying it to ourselves, looking in the mirror.
Yeah.
Step one, document the performance issues. Now, when an employee is having struggles or challenges, or as Starbucks likes to call them, opportunities.
Growth opportunities.
then it's fairly easy to document those things. Some people might call that you're being written up.
Okay. Yep, I agree.
Is there something in your world, in your life, in your day-to-day behaviors that would be worthy if someone other than you were managing you for a documentation?
As of right now, that's interesting. I would probably say I would document myself and put myself out there of being able to stay consistent in terms of like my billing and accounting. I mean, totally. Like, and that
you're
story.
All over the words.
Oh yeah, that yeah. story would reign true for the last 10 years. So
right.
I would say that would be the circumstances. That would be kind of the action plan.
So we would document that you struggle in this area of a consistent billing cycle and or follow through.
And or, you know, keeping receipts and making sure, like, all of those pieces. That is just something
now
that is just...
Now that you use the R word, I guess I have to jump in with you because I don't keep any of those. Angel, thank God has set me up on this program that keeps my my gas
yes.
mileage
yeah,
and
yeah,
all
yeah,
that.
Yeah.
Mile IQ.
Yep, very familiar.
I'm so lazy, I don't even update the app. At the end of the year, there's going to be
just you
11 months of... I know you went somewhere because I yeah. traced every step, but wow.
Yeah. Yeah. I would say that's probably going to be PIP number one for me then.
All right. Yeah. So then the next thing is to develop an action plan. Mm-hmm. And this is typically management develops the action plan for the employee.
Yep.
But in the most, in the most successful cases, a good PIP, a performance improvement plan, is done with the manager and the employee working together to find a common solution, a goal that is mutually agreeable on both sides.
Correct. And as we do this as a metaphor,
yep.
I think the other piece is remembering that it needs to be time sensitive, right?
Yep.
So we're not just creating this action plan out of, oh, by some time I'll improve what?
Specific, measurable, tangible.
Sure.
Yeah,
yeah,
absolutely. So developing that action plan, making sure that you are, you know, and keep in mind, when you are developing this action plan, it can't be so radical. Don't swing the pendulum
Correct.
All the way to the extreme of perfection.
Correct.
It doesn't exist.
Correct. And for I'm very intrinsically motivated. So when I put these little challenges, you know, out, I have to remember, like, that's who I want to be. That's the right thing to be doing is recording your receipts. So I'm having sometimes. So I would also encourage in this action plan, go ahead and build out an extrinsic gift or an extrinsic something to celebrate.
Reward.
Yes, yes.
Yes.
So I'm very motivated by that. Like, give me a good reward and then I can go get a pedicure.
Right.
I'm all in.
If you keep your, receipts going good, you get an
yes.
airline ticket to San Diego.
Yes, I'm all in.
All
yes.
right. Okay,
yes.
I like that.
Yes.
Now, once you've got this, the next step would be to review that performance plan.
Hmm.
And I think that's incorporated into the last point that we said, because you don't need to review it. Although what I do think you need to do is take those increments and say, you know, here's a milestone. Let's look at it. And based upon that, do we reward ourselves or do we kick ourselves?
Yeah. And if you're in the, you know your industry's ebb and flow of when would be some downtime, and I say that lightly, but some downtime to be able to do maybe your own PIP where you are going to be in a cycle to actually make some of these changes, not in maybe one of your busiest seasons or in a time that you're taking on a whole new piece that may not serve you well.
Angel
to
and
be
I do this every year during the holidays.
Yeah.
Because most of our clients, as much as we bang the drum saying we play all 60 minutes, Angel and I are in the office playing all 60 minutes, but most of them are doing their holiday thing.
Yeah.
And Angel and I spend that time to review and to connect and reinvent.
What are your thoughts on, so the review, the performance plan, right? What are your thoughts on a 360 review? Like, have you done that before?
I have.
Yeah, like what would be kind of a couple pieces that we could
I think it's too long.
Do this.
I think it's too long.
Okay.
Things are changing at the speed of business now, and business is changing at the speed of light.
Yeah.
Like literally the speed of light, digitally enhanced. And so I think a performance review every year is too long.
Gotcha.
So rather what I would say is do one every quarter. And then do your big ones twice a year.
Yeah.
So, you know, quarter and then halfway point.
Yeah.
And then quarter and then final point.
Yeah.
And keep that going. I think I'm a big advocate for communication. And communication, solid communication, goes such a long way to keeping a relationship strong.
Yeah. And I think while creating your PIP, maybe not thinking about this whole 360 lens, who's going to look this over, hold you accountable, but maybe choosing three people.
Yeah.
Right? Three people that you already have built relationships with that can maybe take you through the next couple
steps. You said 360. Are you talking about something different than a calendar year?
No, I'm talking, I'm talking 360 in terms of that length, but also 360 review for all like employees
for everybody.
And friends and, you know, and partners to be able to give you kind of a, hey, from where you're saying, Connie, you know, accounting may not be your strongest
point.
Sit in the
hot seat. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Would you include that in the PIP?
Since we're doing it as a metaphor.
Yeah.
As long as it's me talking to you, yeah, sure. You're talking to me.
I know.
I don't know.
I know.
I don't know if I would do that. Too many people take too many things too personally.
Yep.
And they tend to think, wait a minute, I thought you were my friend. And there are a lot of things that, you know, the things that, you know, I think an accountability partner, critical.
Yeah.
I think an accountability squad.
Yeah.
Sounds like a shooting squad or you know, a death squad or whatever.
Yeah. Interesting. And I would probably, you know, once my plan is, you know, kind of taken into motion, I'm comfortable. I probably would share it with probably two people closest to me and go, okay, what am I missing?
You got your inner circle.
Yeah.
You've got a board. I'm a big advocate for boards.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't make a board bigger than seven.
Yeah.
Any number, it's got to be an odd number in a board just for the vote. Right. And I think beyond seven, nine at the outside, and you're getting into too many Indians, not enough chiefs.
Yeah. Yeah. And honestly,
or
you know,
chiefs, real, not, enough Indians.
Not really wanting to just have so much input that they may not have your best interest and or, you know, there's just times where it is just becomes too much information overload, even if they are making great suggestions or how to maybe make some improvements.
Right.
It can get too much sometimes.
It really can. All right, my friends, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, Connie Kircher and I are going to wrap this thing up, put a bow on it, because this is the Experience Pros Radio Show, home of positive business talk. Back after these messages.
The Experience Pros, revolutionizing the way people treat people in business.
Are you currently in the middle of a new home purchase and wondering if you're going to get the best deal out there? Have you been working on getting a home loan and still not sure if you're approved? Hey, this is Eric. Is your closing date fast approaching? You still don't know when or even if you're going to close? Check out our friends at Movement Mortgage. Let them serve your mortgage needs. They specialize in first-time homebuyers, military, and low-down payment options. And they're here to serve you. Get your free mortgage consultation and rate match comparison at movement.com. With their upfront approval and streamlined closing process, you'll know if and when you're going to close. Join the movement of change and discover a new way to bring you home fast. Movement Mortgage. Movement Mortgage is an equal housing lender. NMLS ID 39179, NMLC consumeraccess.org. Movement Mortgage.
Hi, this is Angel, and just by listening to the Experience Pros Radio Show, you're a part of the revolution in how people treat people in business. Eric and I want to personally encourage you to take the next step and participate by fan bragging about someone else in small business in your local area. It's really easy, too. Just call 855-FANBRAG anytime throughout the day and tell us who you love to do business with. It's just that easy. But don't underestimate the power of a simple fan brag. When you say something nice about someone else in business, we'll reward you by allowing you to tell our listeners about your business too. We believe that kindness is so simple and you really can make a difference right there in your own hometown just by fan bragging. Think about it. Great referrals and free advertising on major market radio. Even the phone call is free. Call now. 855-FANBRAG. That's 855-326-2724. And become an active part of the positive business talk revolution.
Staples has solutions to keep your tech and data safe and protected so you can run your business with confidence. The confidence to shred hundreds of sensitive documents into millions of tiny pieces. The confidence that your network backup is backed up. The confidence of being protected from viruses, worms, and Trojan horses. Secure your data and protect your business with help from Staples. And now at Staples, get up to 2 pounds of shredding free. Powered by Iron Mountain. Staples. It's pro time. Visit a store or go to staples.com/security. Ends 10/28. In-store only. See associate for details.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
Hello? Anyone there?
Hey! United Healthcare heading your way.
Thank goodness.
Lost in the giant Medicare maze?
It's so complicated.
No worries. United Healthcare has the people, tools, and plans to get you through it, including the only Medicare plans with the AARP name.
I'm so glad you found me.
Need to find a Medicare plan? Get help now at UHCMedicare.com. AARP Medicare plans from United Healthcare. United Healthcare pays royalty fees to AARP. AARP is not an insurer.
Biz Talk Radio.
Revolutionizing the way people treat people in business. The Experience Pros, America's home for positive business talk.
Hey, welcome back to the Experience Pros Radio Show. Sitting in for Angel Tassi, who is down in Houston. She would probably be two-stepping to this particular dance.
Hello, bringing in Garth Brooks.
Right.
Nice. Nicely done.
She is down talking to a whole bunch of entrepreneurs and business experts, small business experts, talking about how to build your brand in major market media, using major market media. And so sitting in for her is the lovely, the talented Connie Kircher with Switchboard Networking Boutique. Connie, thank you. It's been such a joy. Time flies.
Yeah, it's gone very, very quickly. And great discussions. Just great discussions being able to, yeah, see kind of next articles and next information that I'm like, I have some nuggets to take away.
You know, and, yes. And that's the thing that Angel and I have so loved about this broadcast is by having the conversations with the experts from around the world, yeah, and then running through the articles and giving you the Experience Pros perspective on other people's techniques and thoughts, yeah, it we have, by osmosis, become industry experts in small business development.
Yeah.
And I tell people, if you listen to the broadcast, you can actually get a PhD in small business development, yeah, in 10-minute increments.
Yep.
Right? You don't have to listen to all 2 hours. Heck, yeah, when you're talking, I'm actually, yeah, taking a nap.
Yeah, that's true.
I'm joking. So let's wrap up our time here as we, you know, we're midway through, a little more than midway through into the month of October, and we are looking down the barrel of Q4, which,
yep,
you know, here comes Halloween, yep, and then after Halloween is Thanksgiving, and after Thanksgiving is Christmas. There's a Boxing Day somewhere,
yes,
in there.
Yes.
If you're a Canadian, eh?
Yep.
Yes. How do we incorporate holiday etiquette,
yes,
into our, you know, okay, are we having a Christmas party or are we having a holiday party?
Right, right. And when all these invitations are coming, what am I doing? How am I saying that? How am I prioritizing,
right,
that? How am I hosting those or not hosting those? So I think this is a really great segment to just spend some time on, because we are going to get into that season sooner than later.
Yeah.
And we might as well have a strategy. We have a strategy for everything else. We should leave with a strategy today how we're going to have holiday etiquette and not be a what?
A jerk. Yeah. Don't be a jerk. All right. So here is what we want to do. Mentalfloss.com put out an article last week or last year that is relevant to this year as well. The first thing is when somebody invites you to something, RSVP. Now, do you know what that stands for?
Oh, my gosh.
RSVP. It's a French term, and I always ask Angel to say it because when she does, I flat out melt when she says it in French.
So I won't say it that. I will say reply if you please.
Very, very close.
That's all I have. It's
répondez, s'il vous plaît. And that's what it stands for, répondez, s'il vous plaît, which is respond if you please. And the idea is give a yes or a no.
Thank you.
And let's go all the way to what Jesus said. Let your yes be yes.
Yep.
And your no be no.
Yeah.
Well, what if I just want to click I'm interested, which is the Facebook equivalent to a maybe.
And kind of should have maybe next time when time is right.
Yeah, you're only interested until some better offer comes along.
Correct.
And then it's you're out. And
And I think making that just an easy decision for you, right? These are going to start coming in. Yeah. So you just knowing what is your calendar looking like? How many are you going to take on?
Is
you
it first
personally,
come, first serve?
Yep. You with your significant other. Like, how are you going to prioritize that? Start having those conversations now.
Right.
So then when those come in, it's just a quick yes or no.
So if that tall blonde is listening to the program, she said significant other. We better get a move on. Here come the holidays. Just saying.
That's great. I love it.
All right. If you say yes, show up on time ish.
Okay. Right. So ish, I think the etiquette in this is you don't want to be the person that's there, you know, for the events at 6 o'clock and you're there at 5:50 when a person like me is still putting on lipstick, you know, organizing this. And like, I'm only ready to go at 6 o'clock.
Yeah, don't be the first.
Yeah. Don't be that first person. So
do
again,
not
a couple minutes in
the last with the lampshade.
True.
Oh.
That actually don't show up on time and don't leave ish too late ish. How about that?
Yeah. Angel, when Angel, I first hired her to be my executive admin. And I tell people, you know, because I was a magician and I wanted her to help plan my tours.
Yeah.
And I tell people I hired Angel to tell me where to go. And 16 years later, she still is.
Yeah.
One of the things that she told me that was a shock to me, because I had been touring for many years before I met Jane Angel Tussey.
Yeah.
And she says, well, you're leaving on your trip to Michigan. What are you taking for a hostess gift?
Yeah.
I didn't know what that was.
Yes.
So she had to explain. So the next point in holiday etiquette.
Yes.
You can ditch the flowers. You don't have to bring flowers.
Correct.
Okay?
Correct.
But you got to bring something.
And also when you're hosting and people say, what can I bring?
Yeah.
Right. And we go, oh, nothing. Don't worry.
Yeah.
It
that's
is okay. Yeah.
That's
it is okay to say, you know, this would be great or this would be a great addition. So even if your host is saying, you know, no, thanks. We have everything. Please. It is still proper etiquette to walk in with some meaningful momentum.
So you bring a bottle of wine and that bottle of wine is not opened during the event.
You do not take it home. Please tell me.
Okay, just asking.
So this is Connie's opinion. This is not founded in anything else. But I would just question that because that
you
was
die
a gift.
Thousand deaths.
I kind of struggled when you said that, and I'm like, there's no judgment, but there was a little bit of an eye of judgment right there.
I have never done that. My question is, do you get upset if they don't use it when you know you brought the gift and the party was there and everybody was drinking, but we never got to your bottle? Are you upset about that?
I would hope that you're not upset.
No,
I wouldn't be upset about it. And it's a gift. And again,
let it be
not
in the
to take it back with
pantry.
You.
Yeah, oh,
gosh, that would be a special moment where you probably wouldn't get invited next year. Just saying.
At the office party.
Yes.
Can we talk about the office party for a minute?
Yes.
Oh, we're going to run out of time.
Yeah, the office party. So do you go or do you not go?
Yes, you go.
Okay. How long do you go?
Shorter than the last guy.
I would agree with that.
Yeah.
I think making an appearance, having some great conversations, but you don't need to be there.
Two drink limit.
Love that.
Two drink limit.
Yep.
If you get silly, you will be the one that we talk about on Monday.
Yeah.
Don't
and it's uncomfortable.
Don't be that person.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I also think be mindful of people that maybe it's their first holiday party. Go and like take the wallflowers off of the wall and go and just have a conversation.
Absolutely.
That sets you up for success when you're back in the office that next week.
Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Connie Kircher hanging out with me today in place of Angel Tussey. Switchboard Networking Boutique, 720-612-4095, or switchboardnb.com, or Switchboard Networking Boutique on Facebook.
Yes.
Connie, loved having you here.
Yes,
thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you so much, and enjoy the rest of your week.
You're listening to the Experience Pros Radio Show, America's home for positive business talk.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
BizTalk Radio.